This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, the 14-year-old accused of shooting four people dead at a Georgia high school has his first court appearance. And now, his father's been arrested, accused of allowing his son to have a weapon.
He is charged with the following: four counts of involuntary manslaughter, two counts of second-degree murder, and eight counts of cruelty to children.
That's Chris Hosey with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. The AP's Jennifer King with more on all of this.
Authorities in Georgia say the father of the suspect in Wednesday's high school shooting now also faces charges. Colin Gray was arrested on charges including second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter. Gray's son is charged as an adult in the shooting that killed four people and hurt nine.
The AP's Jennifer King reporting. Israeli forces now appear to have withdrawn from three refugee camps in the occupied West Bank. The AP's Charles de Ledesma drills down on one of them, the Jenin refugee camp.
Israeli forces appear to have withdrawn from the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. Israel's more than week-long military operation has left dozens dead and a trail of destruction. Overnight, Israeli armored personnel carriers were seen leaving the camp for a checkpoint set up on one of the main roads. An AP reporter inside the camp saw no evidence of any remaining troops there as dawn broke early Friday morning. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. is announcing it will provide Ukraine with another $250 million in security assistance as Ukraine battles Russia. A fire in a school dormitory in Kenya has killed 17 students. No word yet on the cause of the fire. Here at home, Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign says this morning it's raised more than double what Donald Trump took in from donors in August. The Harris camp saying it raised $361 million from nearly 3 million donors in her first full month as a presidential candidate. This is AP News. Now to raids in New York.
Sources are telling the Associated Press that federal agents searched the homes of New York City's police commissioner and at least three top deputies to New York Mayor Eric Adams. According to people familiar with the FBI activity, electronic devices were taken from the homes of New York City's first deputy mayor, Sheena Wright, police commissioner Edward Caban, along with the deputy mayor for public safety and a mayoral advisor, Mayor Eric Adams, a former police captain, has denied any wrongdoing by him or his inner circle and vows to cooperate and turn over information requested. The first term Democrat's also been subpoenaed and had his electronic devices seized in November. One source suggested it had to do with overseas campaign funding, but there's no official comment. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.